You are very welcome along to Breakfast with Peter Dunne podcast. Yeah.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Well, how are you doing? You are very welcome along to Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. This is the podcast. These are the highlights. These are some of the best bits from the week and other moments as well that we forgot about. I want to kick off the podcast with a moment I completely forgot about, which happened during the Ploughing Championships. We were live there for 3 days, the whole station, and we did something off the cuff, myself and Adam Cunningham, aka Adam C, from the VIP on Midlands 103. How cool would it be to have a show that just rhymes with your name? It's brilliant. Anyway, we did something kind of off the cuff, spur of the moment, and it had people stopping what they're doing and turning around and staring at us. We'll reveal all as soon as the podcast kicks off. We had our magic moments this week. So what we were doing was we were asking the people of the Midlands to get in touch and let us know about the little ones in their lives who deserve something special this Christmas. And that something special was a trip to Jurassic New Park in Kilkenny. And we got the families on the phones and it would just melt your heart. You'll hear more about that throughout the podcast, so keep it right here. And you'll also hear me talking to Edward the Elf. That's right, because Elves on the Shelves have appeared all across Midlands and around the world as well. And you hear me speak to the chief supervisor of the elves. You'll also hear why I was talking funny during the week. We'll head down to the vaults in Midlands 103. I want to get you an original sample and show you how it was made into a big hit. And you'll hear about the piglet in rehab. Yes, it's the important things we discuss on the show. Anyway, you can get it live in full weekday mornings, Monday to Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103 on midlands103.com, or ask your smart speaker to do all the hard work for you. So enough of that. Let's get to the podcast. But did you know that McDonald's will actually pay rappers to mention McDonald's in their songs? So $1 every time the song gets played on the radio. What do you think, Adam? You think of what I'm thinking?
I think of what you're thinking. Yeah. Let's make some money, brother.
Let's make some money. Let's do this thing.
Gotta pay those bills.
Okay, George, will I give you a beat and you can mention McDonald's loads of times?
Yeah, and then will you throw it back?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do it. Okay, here we go. Hit me with a sick beat. Drop that beat. Yeah. Everybody, come on, put your hands up, put your hands up. I'm hungry for some McDonald's. I waddled to McDonald's, I bottled to McDonald's, got some modeled to McDonald's, and I snarled to McDonald's, toppled to McDonald's, remodeled McDonald's. Yeah, I'm an architect. I jostled to McDonald's, cobbled to it.
I'm an architect.
I remodeled McDonald's.
Well, I swaddled in McDonald's. Yeah.
At least I didn't squabble in McDonald's, and I was not dishonored in McDonald's either. So okay. How much money did we just make, actually? Were you counting?
I was about $17.
Brilliant.
Yeah, okay. No, that's not bad.
Too bad.
Yeah, we can keep that going. So actually what we have to do is let's make the song 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, mention McDonald's 3 times a second, then I estimate after we play the song on the radio 4,762 times, me and you will be millionaires.
Oh,
there you go.
What a toss. Yeah. What a toss.
What a toss.
Think of the royalties. Oh. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Until then, we still have a job to do, so we may keep going. What do you think?
I love how you smoothed over the fact that you're not going to do a McDonald's rap. Do you want to give it a shot, or will we move smoothly on?
Let's give it a bash. Let's give it a bash. Really quickly.
Do you want it slower, like a more romantic kind of a beat, or do you want a fast pace?
Nah, we need it fast.
Okay, good.
Let's do this. Yeah. McDonald's, like Ronald. I like to eat a Big Mac, and that is a fact. Hey, Jack, yes, I like Big Mac. I like a Big Mac with fries.
Fries!
That's what I love all my life.
Fries!
People are looking at me like I'm crazy. You're damn right, buddy, and I'm also lazy.
Yes!
Let's do this.
Yeah. We mentioned it, I think, three times in that rap, but, you know, yeah. Perfect, perfect.
I love it.
$3.
Right. I do apologise to the general public. I hope you're okay. Having to endure that, as well as the weather here in Ryaniska.
Making it easy for them.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
Sarah Casserly's in the studio with us. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, sure, look, it is...
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm so excited. It is unreal. I love Christmas.
And the reason Sarah's with us is because all this week we are doing our Secret Santa, where we are bringing five families to Jurassic New Park in Kilkenny. We've had an amazing response here, haven't we?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. And all the stories have just been so lovely. I have the pleasure of reading through all of them. And oh, I'm crying at my desk for some of them, if I'm honest.
Brilliant, brilliant. And it's going to be great crack this Saturday, December 3rd. We're going to get the bus down. We're going to see the dinosaurs in Jurassic New Park in Kilkenny.
Oh, we are.
It's going to be great crack. So, will we call our first family?
I think let's just go for it.
Let's do it.
Do you want to hear a little bit more about them before we do?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Yeah? Should I read the story? So this is what we've got in so far for Charlie. So this is from lovely Georgina about her son, Charlie. Charlie has the wildest imagination. We can't go for a walk in the forest without him catching a dinosaur or hearing bear noises. He's quite the character. He's the softest, most sensitive soul, just like his mammy. He has a soft spot for anyone else less fortunate, especially at this time of year. From the age of four, he couldn't walk past someone sitting on the ground without putting money in their cup.
Oh,
so gorgeous. It makes my heart melt every time and I burst with pride. He used to think that they'd be able to buy a house with the money.
Oh.
Now he'll just say, now that person can buy some soup or a sandwich to keep them warm. He's just the kindest, most loving little boy in every way, and I would love it if you would consider Charlie for this amazing prize.
Let's do it. Let's give him a buzz.
Let's go.
Hi.
Hello, Georgina. Hi, it's Peter here in Midlands 103. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not a bother at all. Georgina, you got in touch with us about Charlie. Can you tell us about Charlie?
He's got a wild imagination. We can't go for like a forest walk or anything and he's like always out looking for bears or dinosaurs. It's great, like, you know, that he's still, like, he's seven and he still has such a great imagination, because a lot of kids don't, you know, like, they're all into, like, you know, phones and whatnot. So I love that he has such a great imagination. He's great.
Brilliant.
I may be a little biased, but
of course,
yeah, he's great.
That's allowed. Georgina, is Charlie there? Can we have a chat with him?
He is, yeah. Do you want to talk to him?
Yes, please.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie. It's Peter in Midlands 103. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good, man. Are you going to school today?
Yep.
Lovely. What school are you going to?
Kilbeggan School.
Kilbeggan School. Brilliant. And what's your teacher name?
Miss Finn.
Do you want to give a big shout out to Miss Finn?
Hello, Miss Finn.
Hello, Miss Finn. No homework tonight for Charlie, please, and all his friends. Thank you very much. As requested from Midlands 103. Charlie, come here to me. Do you like dinosaurs?
Yes.
What's your favourite?
A lot.
A lot. What's your favourite dinosaur?
Well, my favourite of all of them would be a Spinosaurus.
Is that a big one or a small one?
Very big.
Really big. Wow.
Predator. Predator.
And would it be as big as a house?
Bigger.
Bigger? Oh my goodness. Let me ask you. Are you going to come and see the dinosaurs with us in Kilkenny on Saturday? Oh, it's going to be brilliant. And you're going to bring your brother Theo as well?
Yep.
Does Theo like dinosaurs?
Yep.
Brilliant.
He watches a show called Camp Cretaceous with me.
Oh, wow. Well, do you know something? Do you know what you have to do, Charlie? Because I hear you know loads and loads about dinosaurs. Do you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to be our guide on the day, and you're going to have to point out all the dinosaurs and tell us who's who. How's that? Because I don't have a clue. Would you be able? Can you do that for us?
Yes.
You can be our dinosaur guide on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Well, look, Charlie, what we're going to do is we're going to bring you down on the bus and we're going to have loads of fun and we're going to see the dinosaurs. There's a fairy. Do you like fairy walks?
Yep.
Lovely.
I've never been on one.
Well, you're going to love this one. And we're going to go to the pet zoo as well. And we are going to go to the big playground there as well. It's going to be loads of fun. Are you all excited?
Yes.
Brilliant. Well, look, Charlie.
Thank you.
No problem whatsoever. Thank you, Charlie. And look, we will see you on Saturday. But in the meantime, have a great day in school and enjoy having no homework from Mrs. Finn tonight. How's that?
No homework?
No homework. No homework.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie, he's just an absolute tonic. Absolute tonic.
He was gorgeous.
Lovely, lovely. What a way to brighten your Monday, in fairness. You know, if Charlie doesn't brighten your Monday, there's a problem.
Exactly.
Simple as, yeah. And it's going to be a magic day out. And if you haven't entered your little one into the competition, go on to midlands103.com, click on Magic Moment Secret Santa and tell us why they deserve a day out. And it's all with thanks to the M6 Service Centre and Centra store in Kilbeggan and Hennessy Coaches as well.
Oh, well, they're going to help us take us down. And mm-hmm. also, obviously, New Park as well. So thank you very much. But really, the heroes here are Kilbeggan, M6.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Brilliant stuff. Sarah Cashley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chat to you tomorrow. They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no. Let's go back a little bit.
I thought you were playing a song.
I was. But it's in reference to your story a second ago. You get it?
I do get it. Peter, it kind of sounds like you're making fun of that poor pig.
I know. I would never do such a thing. You know me, Cameron.
No,
I would never
of course not.
Yeah, so a piglet is doing well after coming through a rehab and alcohol detox program in Germany. I'm sorry. I really should be more professional.
Yeah.
So he had to be rescued after being found living in poor conditions in a flat in Germany.
Peter, don't call him he. His name is Eberhard.
Eberhard. Had to be rescued after being found living in poor conditions in a flat in Germany. His owners fed him crisps and only gave him wine and spirits to drink. Now. Yeah, but you know something? We had a dog years ago. No one should say this. That loved Guinness.
You know what?
Yeah. He loved an old glass of Guinness.
My dog loves coffee.
You don't give your dog.
I don't get right. Goodness. First of all, I don't drink coffee, right? But my mother drinks coffee, mm-hmm. and occasionally she will like leave her cup out overnight, and there'll be like a tiny little like drop in the end of it, mm-hmm. and I'll get up because I'm up early, as you know, Peter. We're up. Very
Absolutely.
Early.
Silly o'clock, shift. Yeah.
Exactly, the silly o'clock club. Mm-hmm. I'll get up and that cup will be on the ground. And it'll be because my dog's quite large. She will jump up on the table and try to get the last sliver of coffee from that cup because she loves it. And tea. Tea and coffee.
Mm.
Loves it. Now, I have never given her Guinness. I've definitely never given her wine or spirits or crisps.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's, it could be a pig thing.
I
don't have any pigs.
Mm.
Anybody who owns a pig out there, I don't know, maybe you can let us know. Has one of your pigs ever tried to break into your press?
Your pig have an alcohol problem? Yeah. Can imagine the AA meetings. Hello, my name is Oinky and I'm an alcoholic. How are you, Oinky? Yeah.
Again, the pig's name is Eberhard. It says it right there.
Eberhard, goodness me.
Now I don't know.
So yeah, he had to be rescued. He's probably having the time of his life. Give him crisps and drink.
Do you know what I've also just realised?
You know that?
This pig was kept in a flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pig.
Yeah. Well, a piglet.
Oh, piglet.
So, yeah.
But what were they going to do with that pig when it got to like... Have you ever seen a full-size pig?
Oh, God, yeah.
They're massive.
I know.
You can't keep one of those in a flat.
No, you couldn't. No. But there you go. They fed him crisps and only gave wine and spirits to drink.
I wonder about crisps.
We did have a dog as well who, making it sound like our dogs were alcoholics, but we did have a dog who once drank a glass of whiskey. And do you know at Christmas time when you have an old hot sup?
Yeah, of course. Stave off the cold.
Yeah, absolutely. It was put down beside the armchair and turned around and went, "Where? Didn't drink. And then the dog was walking funny and fell asleep. Like, oh, you drank my drink.
like a nosy child trying to figure out what's in the glass.
But apparently Eberhard
yeah. was placed in an animal shelter where he was put through a detox program to wean him off alcohol and nurse him back to full health.
What crisps do you reckon he was eating?
Oh, it had to be like Hunky Dories or something, you know.
Something delicious.
Yeah, yeah, to compliment.
Now, I'm just saying, you couldn't live on crisps.
No, you couldn't. Like, no. There's no nutrients in
crisps. No, like, you wouldn't be full. Like, that's my biggest issue with eating crisps, mm-hmm. is that when I eat one packet, yeah. I am no more full than when I started eating, so I'll just have another one.
You'll just keep going and keep
yeah,
going.
Because yeah, because you'll never get full.
Yeah.
And like a pig, a growing pig, I'm just saying, that had to be one hungry pig.
Yeah. Actually, I tell you what, I Googled the name Eberhard, okay? And it's actually, funny enough, Eberhard is German for lucky little moon.
Is that true?
To have owners like that. Ed Sheeran, Midlands 103, Peter with you. Welcome to Thursday, December 1st. Yeah, December already. It's unreal, isn't it? Hi, Peter. Can you wish the Tullamore Dew staff en route to the Stansted Awards tonight in Edinburgh the very best of luck from Brenda? Best of luck, guys. Bring it home. Bring it home, won't you? Yeah. 083 30 10 103. Text or WhatsApp when you want to get in touch. Now, there's been a number of reports that elves on the shelves have been appearing across the Midlands. But today, December 1st, a lot of boys and girls are waking up to an invasion of elves. An invasion, I tell you. Getting up to all sorts, we hear. So we've decided to investigate this a little bit further. And we've got in touch with their supervisor, Edward the Elf. True. And actually, Edward joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Edward.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you?
Yeah, yeah. No, you're loud and clear. Thanks for that, Edward.
Oh, good man. Your coverage isn't the best in the North Pole. You know what I mean? Good man yourself. How are you getting on?
I'm good. Thanks, Edward. Edward, what is your role exactly?
Well, now, what'll I tell you? I'm the head of elf personnel and elf in safety. So I wear an elf size high-vis vest, so that means I'm in charge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you. So can you tell us why a lot of elves on the shelves have descended upon the Midlands today, Edward?
Well, now it's like this. You with me? Them elves, they work very hard in our pole, you know what I mean? So they go to a few homes to make sure all the children are behaving themselves, you know what I mean? They're not hacking the maggot. They're not being bousies, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. So what do the elves want to see of the boys and girls across the Midlands, Edward?
Well, you know, you have to be good. You have to be good. You do what you're told, will you? You know, you have to listen to your old pair. Because all the elves on the shelves are going to report back to Santi. He's still putting together that no-hear nice list. You know what I mean?
Edward, we're getting reports here that a lot of elves are, as you put it earlier, acting the maggot themselves, making a mess in homes across the Midlands, throwing things around.
Hold on. I can't speak for all the elves. You know what I mean? I mean, there may be one or two bad apples there, but in general, they're all very good. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, look, we'll see in the next few weeks, will we? Can we keep in touch with you, Edward, to get an update from all the homes across the Midlands? Is that okay?
Hey, no bother at all, no.
Thanks, Edward. So there you go. We'll check in with them again just to make sure they're doing their job properly. Mm-hmm. Breakfast with Peter Dunne, bringing you the important things every morning. Are you missing the music? Well, you can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero, Midlands 103. Sarah Castle-Lee's with us. How are you, Sarah?
Morning.
You know what it is?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I was about to start singing it without the music. That would have been awful.
Not at all.
We're teasing.
So we're on day three. We're looking for family number three to go on our bus. Tell us more about it.
Yes, we're going on Saturday to New Park Jurassic Park, mm-hmm. on the Hennessy coach. We're all with thanks to the M6 service centre in Kilbeggan and Centra store. So huge thank you to them. It's been such an amazing week reading all these. People do have till 12 o'clock today if they do still want to enter.
Lovely, okay.
After that time, though, we'll have to cut it off.
Yeah, we've had such a response to this. It's been incredible, in fairness.
I can't even with the response, if I'm honest.
So we have a qualifier today?
We do. We had a lovely letter from Cleona, mm-hmm. all about her daughter. And mm-hmm. it goes a little bit like this. Annabelle is truly amazing and caring child. And I'm not only saying this because she's mine. Annabelle has been through so much in her short life so far. And she was diagnosed with epilepsy 3 years ago. And she lost her uncle Daniel 2 years ago too. She has now also been diagnosed with dyslexia and ASD this year, but not once has Annabelle lost her amazing smile. Even when she was hurting the most, she always had that smile on her face. Annabelle's life changed for the better this year in March when she welcomed her little sister Freya, who she's been waiting for years. She is the most caring and kind sister to her sister Freya. I think she deserves this prize, and oh, she has been such a strength for 9 years and just makes her the proudest mother ever.
Ah, well, let's speak to the proud mummy now. Hello, Cleona.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Not a bothering yourself, Cleona.
I'm good.
That's brilliant. Cleona, you entered your little girl Annabelle into our Magic Moment Secret Santa on Midlands103.com. Tell us about Annabelle.
Annabelle is 9 years of age. She's epileptic. She lost her uncle 2 years ago. Oh. She's an amazing big sister to Freya, who is 9 months old this weekend. She has been through so much, and every day she just gets up and keeps smiling. She is our strength every day.
That's absolutely brilliant. Cleona, can we talk to Annabelle?
Well, she's with Freya, so give me a second.
Lovely. She's babysitting. Brilliant.
Well,
fair play to you.
Annabelle, there's someone on the phone that would like to talk to you, okay? His name is Peter. No, it's not bad.
Hello.
Hi, Annabelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not a bother at all. Are you going to school this morning, Annabelle?
Yeah.
What school are you going to?
I'm going to Carpack National School in County Tipperary.
Oh, lovely. And who's your teacher, Annabelle?
My teacher's Mrs. Murphy.
Mrs. Murphy. Brilliant. And you want to give a big, big shout out to Mrs. Murphy?
Hi, Miss Murphy. How are you doing today?
That is brilliant. And do you want any homework today, Annabelle?
No.
Okay, well, now's your chance to tell Mrs. Murphy. No homework, please.
For the whole class.
For the whole class. Well, isn't that brilliant? You know what I mean? You're thinking of all your friends as well. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Annabelle, your mammy got in touch with us and she told us how amazing you are and how kind you are to your little sister. What's your sister's name?
My sister's name is Freya.
Freya. Wow, that's a lovely name. And what's the best thing about Freya? What do you love so much about Freya?
That she can play with me now and that she can see me.
Oh, that is brilliant. Wow. And what games do you play together?
We play with her teddies and it has music, so I pull her sitting up and then I clap her hands with me.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. So, Annabelle, what are you doing on Saturday?
I'm going for a photo shoot with Freya for Christmas.
Wow, very good. Well, do you know what else you're going to do on Saturday? You're going to come with us on the bus to Kilkenny to Jurassic New Park. How's that? You're going to see the dinosaurs and we're going to go on a fairy walk and we're going to play in the brilliant playground there as well. What do you think?
Yeah.
Will that be good?
Yeah, that would be brilliant.
That is brilliant. Well, you know something, Annabelle. I can't wait to meet you on Saturday and we're going to have loads and loads of fun. In the meantime, will you tell everybody that you are the third person on our bus going to Kilkenny on Saturday? How's that?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Annabelle, have an amazing day today, won't you? And I can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Okay, bye, Peter.
Take care,
bye.
Annabelle. Bye. Oh, congratulations, Annabelle. What a sweetheart.
My heart.
Oh, Sarah's crying in studio here. Sarah.
She's so, just so lovely, isn't
yeah.
she? All these
she
children.
Is. I know. They're amazing, in fairness. Yeah. She's off again. Sarah's off again. Here, is there any? Oh, here we go. Here's the tissues. There you go. Thank you very much, Sarah.
No problem at all. I've pulled myself together now.
Yeah, pull yourself together. Go get a bit of fresh air.
Yes.
Good luck. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. It is the home of just feel-good music. It's Midlands 103. Peter Dunne with you in the vaults as we speak, because this is where we keep our archive of music in all sorts of formats, and this is where I want to get you an original from 1975 that was used to make a hit in 2000. Here we go. It's on vinyl,
and it's an album called Why Can't We Be Friends? Now, do you know it? Well, the band is called War, and the song is called Smile Happy. Let's have a listen. Sound familiar? Well, let's go back to just over 15 seconds into it, and you'll hear something that was used to create a song that went to number one in Ireland. Here we go. Yeah, that sounds very familiar, doesn't it? Do you know it? Okay, let's add the spice to this, which is actor and comedian Eddie Murphy. Most notably, this part right here.
What me?
I look right in your face!
What me?
Well, I'm supposed to be a fool, right?
Hey, what me?
Yeah, you know it. It's Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, from the vaults in Midlands 103.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Tom Grennan, All These Nights, Midlands 103. Joined in the studio by Sarah Casserly. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning.
It's
beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's Christmas now, isn't it? December 1st.
December the 1st.
Yeah, yeah. So all this week, we are filling up our Hennessy Luxury Coach with families to bring them to Jurassic New Park in Kilkenny. I'm really excited about this.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be great, crack. So, we are looking for family number 4 today. Tell us about them.
Number 4. So, we had a lovely, lovely message from Rosie in, and it was about her son, Senan. And it goes a little bit like this. So Senan is a wonderful little boy, very animated and chatty, and he's fascinated with dinosaurs. He would love this day out, and we love all things Christmas as well. I also think he deserves it, as he has had to work a little bit harder in life and to become the great kid he is today due to his ASD. And we couldn't be prouder. Now, Peter, That's the end of it. I normally go straight to the call, but I've got something to tell you.
Okay.
We apparently did a request for Senan not long ago, and apparently he called it his 15 minutes of fame.
Oh,
so let's
lovely.
Give him another one, you think?
Absolutely. Right, right. Let's get him on the line. And is that Rosie?
It is. How are you?
Rosie, it's Peter here in Midlands 103. How are you?
Lovely to talk to you.
You too, Rosie. Come here. You entered your son, Senan, on Midlands103.com in our Magic Moment Secret Santa. Tell us a little bit about Senan.
Senan is 11. He's a wonderful little boy. He has had to work a little bit harder to get where he is, but we're so proud of him. He's lovely, chatty, and an absolute dinosaur fanatic.
A dinosaur fanatic?
A dinosaur fanatic, yes.
Brilliant. That's what we want to hear.
Absolutely.
Lovely. Can we talk to Senan?
You can, of course. One
Lovely.
Second now.
Hello?
Hi, Senan. How are you?
Pretty good.
Come here, Senan. I hear you love dinosaurs. Is that true?
Yes, wow. I do.
And what
very, very much.
Good man. What's your favourite dinosaur?
It's a dinosaur called Stratosaurus. You might not know it. It's not very popular, but it is very cool.
What's the best thing about that kind of dinosaur?
That it is in my favourite show about dinosaurs.
Wow. And do you know what my favourite dinosaur is?
What?
It's a dinosaur that can't see. Do you know what it's called?
What?
It's called a Do-You-Tinky-Saurus.
That's very good.
Well, you can have that joke, Senan, okay? You can have
Thank
that.
You.
That's my gift to you. And as well as that, Senan, do you know what you're going to do on Saturday?
What?
You're going to come with us to a place called Jurassic New Park in Kilkenny, where you are going to see the dinosaurs. How's that?
Oh my God, thank you.
You are
thank
very
you.
Welcome. This is going to be amazing, Senan. You're going to be able to walk around with the dinosaurs. You can get up on one of the dinosaurs' backs as well. And I think there's a baby dinosaur around too. What do you think?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are very welcome. We're going to go to Jurassic New Park in Kilkenny. We're going to
pop you on the bus. We're going to head down and we're going to play in the playground as well. And we're going to see the pet farm and do the fairy walk as well. So it's going to be loads and loads of fun. How's that?
Thank you. Wow, wow. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Senan. Come here. I can't wait to meet you on Saturday, okay? Have a brilliant
I
day
will.
Today.
Thank you.
Senan, take care. All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Rosie. He's happy with that. He is.
Yeah, absolutely. You can hear him in the background.
Brilliant.
He gets very articulate at the end. So he does all the actions and he doesn't realise he's not saying them on the phone.
That is brilliant. Love it. Love it.
He's sitting here. He's right. Okay. Right. That's absolutely brilliant. Appreciate that. And thank you so much.
No problem at all, Rosie. Come here. Have a great day. We'll be in touch. Okay.
You too. Love the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks, Bill, Rosie.
Great job. Okay, thanks a million.
Take care. All the best. Bye bye.
Ah, that was brilliant. I love talking to Senan. He is. I could talk to him all day long.
Have you ever heard of a Stratosaurus?
Of course I have. Kind of. Maybe not? No, okay.
I think
no.
That was a no.
No.
I feel our dinosaur knowledge is going to be trumped this weekend.
Well, but come Sunday, we will be experts, Sarah.
Experts.
Experts in dino, whatever, it's the study of dinosaurs.
Please don't
is.
Tell me you were just about to say dinoology.
Dinoology, yes, exactly.
Not, it is not dinoology.
Well, says who?
Me.
Well, no, all right. What makes you a dinoologist? Seriously.
Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Rihanna, Lift Me Up, Midlands 103. Good morning, Peter, with you. Welcome to Monday, everybody. Let's do this. Let's do Monday. Yeah. 083 3010 103. Text or WhatsApp when you want to get in touch. I'm going to have to apologise in advance, actually. Genuinely. I may sound a little bit funny this morning. There's certain words I'll say which sound really, really odd. And I'll tell you why. Because my young lad, he's 4 years of age, and he has this habit at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning of coming into our room and wanting to stay in our bed, right? Which is fine. Except when he gets into the bed, he gets in between the two of us and he tries to make room and he's going, make room! And I'm going, stop it. You're only tiny, you don't need all that room. And you scooch over, you give him a bit of room and he's laughing, he's giving out, he's farting, burping in his sleep, the usual. You know, it's normally me that do them things. But last night he gave me a horrific kick into the spine. I kid you not, I was sound asleep, having a great sleep, and then I got this merciful pain that shot up my spine, and it was so bad I ended up biting my tongue. I kid you not, I bit my tongue, the pain was so bad. So as a result, certain words I say today may sound funny because there's a big hole in my tongue. Where a hole should not be. Seriously. Oh, the joys of children.
Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.
I love that song. Keen to Crow, Ella Henderson, all for you. Midlands 103. It's Peter Dunne with you. And also with you is Midlands 103, Sarah Casterly. How are you, Sarah?
Morning.
It's
beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is. It's Christmas and we have our magic moments, Secret Santa as well. Sarah.
Yes.
My heart goes out to you.
Oh, God.
My heart goes out to you. You're the one who gets all the entries. So let me just tell you this. Sarah gets them all. She reads through them all. And although we only have room for 5 families, Sarah wants to bring everybody.
I'm going to bring
everybody.
Single person.
People in the office are now trying to console Sarah and put an arm around her and go, Sarah, we can't bring everybody.
I want to bring everybody.
It's so difficult. It has got to the point now where it's random because there's just so many amazing children out there.
Wow.
Kind, you know, just incredible. credible children, and it's so difficult.
Yeah, there's a box of Kleenex on Sarah's desk as well, where she's in tears listening to all the stories from the boys and girls across the Midlands. But we're going to get five of them. We already have one. We have Charlie and his family on the bus as well.
Yes, and I think I might have another one for you.
Okay, go for it.
We have Cara.
Okay.
And we've got a lovely letter here from her mum. And I will say, I'm going to try and get through this without crying. And all the ones I'm going to try and get through without crying, I promise. I am a crier, though. I'm a Cancer, so obviously I cry a lot. So here we go. I'd like to nominate my beautiful daughter, Cara. She brings so much laughter and joy into our lives and to her little brother, Joe's life. As her name suggests, she really is a Cara, a friend to all. We had a frightening experience back at the end of April this year when she revealed that she could only see black from her left eye. Tess revealed a dense cataract, which was leaving her essentially blind in that eye. We were shocked, to say the least, and she had been meeting all of her milestones. Cara underwent emergency surgery, where they removed the cataract and fitted her eye with a permanent replacement lens. The day after her surgery, she tried to open her eye and then she revealed that she could see the blue of Daddy's top. There were tears of happiness as we realised she had some vision back in that eye. Now, she is now at the stage where she can read a book with her weaker eye while wearing a patch on the stronger one. We are so proud of her bravery and strength throughout all of this. She said, thank you for reading and best to look to all the kiddies entering.
That was
from Olive.
Ah, that's lovely. Brilliant. Right. We get her on the line?
I think so.
Excellent. Hello, Cara.
Yeah.
Hi, Cara. How are you? It's Peter here from Midlands 103.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Not a bother at all. Are you off to school this morning?
Yes.
Brilliant. What school are you going to?
Jamestown, St. Colum Close.
Oh, very good. Who's your teacher?
Miss Shanley.
Miss Shanley. Do you want to give a big shout out to Miss Shanley?
Yeah. Miss Shanley, you're a great teacher and you're very nice.
Oh, very good. Did you hear that, Miss Shanley? Cara said, you're a great teacher and you're very nice. So Cara gets no homework later on. How's that, Cara?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant. So I'll tell you what, Cara, your mammy got in touch with us here and she told us just how brilliant you are. She said, you're very kind to others, especially your little brother, Joe. And you had to be so brave when you had your operation a few months ago.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Do you know what you're going to do on Saturday?
No.
Well, I tell you what you're going to do on Saturday. You're going to come with us to Jurassic New Park in Kilkenny to see the dinosaurs. What do you think?
Yay!
Does it sound good?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to go on the ferry walk. We're going to do the pet farm as well and loads more. What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you going to bring your little brother Joe along?
Yeah.
Lovely. What about Mammy?
Yeah, Daddy as well.
Brilliant. Can I go?
No.
Why not?
Because you're a silly Billy.
No. Because I'm a silly Billy. Actually, you make a very good point, Cara. I'll try and be good and hopefully I'll be able to get there on Saturday. How's that?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Cara, do me a favour. Have a brilliant day today, won't you? And thanks so much for talking to us. And we can't wait to meet you on Saturday. How's that?
Yeah, thanks.
Brilliant.
You.
No problem, Cara. Take care.
Ah, oh, Cara, you are an absolute tonic. She's lovely, isn't she?
She's also very correct as well. You are a silly Billy.
I am. She is a good... She's clearly a listener.
You're very, very clearly, yes.
Look, it's going to be amazing. We're really, really looking forward to it. And people can still enter, can't they?
They can. They can enter over on Midlands103/win.
Lovely.
But we have to say thank you to the M6 Service Centre in Kilbeggan and Centra as well for helping us with this.
Lovely. And we're looking forward to that Hennessy coach we're getting on the way
down
as well.
Oh, yeah, we are. And obviously New Park as well for letting us all come and have a fantastic day.
And wreck the gaff.
Oh,
and
yes.
And leave when it's all messy.
Oh, yes. Oh, I do need to say as well, Peter, because we haven't said it yet, but I might be having a friend come in with us as well.
Oh, okay.
He's quite a big guy.
Right.
He wears red.
Wears red.
He wears red.
Big guy that wears red.
Yeah.
Does he play for Man United or Liverpool?
No.
No, okay. Right. Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about now. Yes. Could do with a shave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I quite like a bearded man, though.
No, there you go. No. Sarah will be sitting on your lap on Saturday.